dash of Goethe, a splash of Theosophy, and a decent dollop of Rudolf Steiner. Yes, it's time for Colin Bissett to bring us something iconic.
It's difficult to pin down Rudolf Steiner. His name is known for the Steiner schools that exist today in over 60 countries, including Australia, that support individuality, diversity, and inclusion. And then there's the biodynamic farming method he devised, where crops are grown according to the cycle of the moon and use a type of homeopathy rather than conventional fertilisers. And if you go to the Swiss town of Dornach, just outside Basel, then you'll find Steiner's work as architect, because it's here that he built his headquarters, although he had no formal training. Steiner was born in Austria in 1861 and became a scholar of the work of German philosopher Goethe, who proposed that happiness is achieved through self-knowledge. Steiner combined Goethe's ideas with the esoteric teachings of Theosophy, and in 1912 set up his own Anthroposophy movement, which leaned towards Germanic mysticism, seeking to incorporate the spiritual in all aspects of life, from education and art to medical care and agriculture. He called his new headquarters the Goetheneum. It was a fairy tale wooden building with heavy domes covered with shingles that housed meeting rooms and an auditorium for lectures. It was to be a building that expressed the human spirit and the desire for growth. Other buildings surrounded it, including a thermal plant with a tall chimney that rises upward like a strange tree, and various organic-shaped structures used for workshops and houses. But in 1922, the main building was destroyed by arson. Steiner rebuilt on the same site, this time using reinforced concrete, and it remains one of the world's most bizarre-looking buildings, especially as using reinforced concrete to such an extent was virtually unheard of at this time. It's a huge, heaving nugget of a building that's been described as the opposite of a cave, bursting outward from within the earth. Like its predecessor, it houses a large auditorium and various offices, but its greater monumentality reflected Steiner's stronger certainty in his beliefs. It retained the organic look, with convex walls and heaving buttresses, and the whole thing looks carved or sculpted. Inside, the walls are painted in colourful natural paints, and stained glass windows symbolise cosmic development. A vivid mural across the ceiling of the auditorium depicts the various stages of human evolution. Everything was to represent the human spirit, and the building has been gradually added to and refined. Steiner died 3 years before its completion in 1928, but his theories live on. The building has influenced architects as diverse as Le Corbusier in the organic form of his chapel at Ronchon and Frank Gehry in the hulking shape of the Guggenheim at Bilbao. Goethe famously described architecture as being frozen music. At the Goetheneum, it's certainly a monumental tune.
Colin Bissett, he does those wonderful little gems for us, and we collect them on our website, we do.